The Warriors beat the Sacramento Kings 109-86 at Oracle Arena on Wednesday night to head into the All-Star break. A 22-0 run in the third quarter fueled the win after Draymond Green was ejected from the game late in the first half. Klay Thompson led the way with 35 points, and Kevin Durant added 21 points in the victory. At 47-9 thus far in the season, the Warriors have the 10th best record before the All-Star break in NBA history, second best in franchise history. Here's Coach Kerr and KD in the postgame.
Well, I thought our guys just responded beautifully. I mean, we were in tough shape without Draymond. Obviously, you know, against anybody, you know, without Draymond, it's tough. But against Cousins, you know, Draymond is really a key guy for us. He's going to spend a lot of time on Cousins. And so we were in a tough spot, and I thought our guys responded beautifully. We wanted to play faster. I thought the first half, the tempo was in their favor. And the third quarter, we just played with great energy and got out in transition, and our defense led to a lot of easy baskets.
Obviously, Klay had a great third quarter, but can you talk about what McCaw did in that third period? I mean, what kind of lift he gave you guys just energy-wise?
Yeah, McCaw was amazing. He had a ton of deflections. You know, he was all over the place, and he just seemed to be in the middle of every play defensively. And even though his offensive numbers don't show it, I mean, he really had a huge impact on that game. I mean, he was I think he was, you know, in 7 minutes, 7.5 minutes, he was like a plus 24 or something. I mean, it was incredible just the impact he made starting that third quarter.
Is there any concern with Draymond, you know, accumulating technical fouls and you know, just his controlling his emotions in general? I mean,
yeah. How's that? Is that good? you know, we love Draymond. He plays with an edge, and we need that edge. In many ways, he kind of represents our toughness and our energy. And it's, you know, we struggle sometimes, you know, without him to bring the energy. That wasn't the case tonight. Obviously, without him, we stepped it up in the third quarter. Yeah, Draymond, he's always going to play on that edge, and tonight he crossed the edge, and we need him to walk that line, and we don't want to take away that chip on his shoulder, but we need him on the floor too.
How close did you come on that, what you thought, I think, was traveling on Cousins? You went all the way to midcourt there. And
yeah, I mean, I didn't say anything, so I guess I could have gotten a technical just from my the look, you know, but I wasn't saying anything. I just, and Monty told me after the half that he missed it, and that's, you know, that's all I ever want from an official. If they miss something, they say we missed it, and, you know, what am I going to say to that? And it was a great crew. That's a good group, and they acknowledged it, and, you know, fortunately this time I was able to maintain my composure. Draymond wasn't able to maintain his, but I was able to contain mine. But we kind of need him more than we need me, so that's a problem.
Kevin, how do you feel? Do you feel like Draymond's ejection late in the second kind of gave you guys any sort of emotional lift?
Yep, it did. Lit a fire under us. We were kind of sluggish. And we would get up, you know, 4 to 6 points, and we wouldn't really, you know, step on them. You know, so I think him getting thrown out kind of woke us up a bit. He's our vocal and emotional leader, so we kind of feed off of his energy. And I think him getting thrown out, ironically, kind of helped us out. So, you know, that third quarter was probably one of the best quarters we had all year.
Is McCaw finding himself a little bit – the last few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, when you know, you get confidence and opportunity, man, you know you're going to be out there. You know that, you know, play is going to be called for you. The ball is going to move through you. I think he's doing a good job of just playing his game. He was great tonight. You know, only had 4 points, but he was creating a lot for us, getting steals on the defensive end. He was a plus 21, so that's pretty good for us.
Kevin, your team only gave up 15 points in the third quarter. Could you tell us what defensive adjustments you guys made?
We just upped our intensity. You know, we made them feel us. You know, I think we pressured them a lot. We might have got 4 or 5 steals in a row. I don't know, but we got some steals and was able to get out and you know, get some transition baskets, but we sped them up in that third quarter. And, you know, when we speed teams up, get off the glass and run, you know, we're tough to stop in the transition. So Clay was great. Steph was great. Pat, JaVale, you know, all the way down the line, we played a really good game.
Kevin, how much did this win feel like redemption based on the last time you played Kings?
I forgot all about that game, to be honest. You know, we just wanted to – we was focusing on not losing two in a row, you know. And after that, you know, when the first half ended, you know, we came in the locker room and we, you know, coach said he didn't want to – we didn't want to have a – go on a break thinking about a losing streak. So we came out in the third quarter and played played with some force, played with energy on both ends of the court, got a good W.
Kevin, what has stood out most to you from the first half of the season?
You know, leading the league in assists, which is pretty cool. You know, we found out our rotations. You know, we're just getting used to each other, I think. That's the best part, you know. So we just want to keep grinding. 47-9, I'll take that any day. You know, we gave away a few games here and there as well. So we could have a better record. But for the most part, I think we're playing good basketball.
Kevin, you guys held DeMarcus Cousins to his lowest point in rebounding total in over a month. What were you guys doing defensively to help minimize his impact on the game?
Well, he only played 23 minutes, 13-6-4. I mean, I'm sure if he'd have played more, you know, he'd have grabbed more rebounds and, you know, got more shots up. So, but I think we did a good job of showing him two or three guys, making him pass the ball, and, you know, just frustrating him a bit as far as, you know, making them play defense. I think JaVale was good at running to the rim and rolling to the rim and getting the pick and roll, and so making them move a little bit. So, you know, it was good. Good that he didn't, you know, he didn't go off for 40, 12, and 9 like he did last night. So that's a good defensive effort by our whole team.
Chris, carry on SF State. How do you feel JaVale has been doing replacing Zaza at the five?
He's getting more comfortable. You know, we definitely miss Zaza, but I think, you know, having veteran presence like JaVale there, someone who's played in big games, who's, you know, who knows how to play, you know, somebody that can step in and help us out, you know, 4 for 5 tonight, 10 rebounds, you know, rolling to the rim, running the floor, opening up for everybody else. He's been really good, and, you know, confidence, and his confidence is growing. And I think, you know, when you play more minutes, you know, like I said, your confidence grows, and that's going to just only help us out down the line. So when Zaza comes back and, you know, JaVale may move back to the bench, I don't know how that works. But, you know, either way, having them, both of those guys back is going to be huge for us.
Great. Thanks for having Clay in here. Just one last one.
Okay. Thank you. Kevin, with the first half of the season officially behind you, do you feel like – how do you feel about your game right now? Do you feel like you have another gear to go?
Me? Individually? Yes.
Individually.
Yeah. I like where I'm at. I'm getting better every single day. You know, winning is the most important thing, you know. So I just try to put the work in every single day. And, you know, when the games come around, just trust in the work that I put in and prepare the right way. And I'm playing a different game than I've played in the past. I think, you know, from passing, rebounding, playing defense, playing different positions, you know, there's plenty of times where I started the game as a four, ended the game as a four, something I'm not really used to. So, you know, I'm adjusting and learning and, you know, just getting better every single day. So that's the main goal for me.